This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Karen Burke, K-A-R-E-N-B-U-R-K-E, date of birth 05-03-1951, date of appointment 12-19-2024, requesting physician Kathleen Catalano, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N-C-A-T-A-L-A-N-O. Please send copy of this report to Karen Tedesco, K-A-R-E-N-T-E-D-E-S-C-O. Dear Dr. Catalano, I have the pleasure of seeing Karen Burke today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 73-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. Who presented to the emergency room of the St. Mary's Hospital with seizure. She was transferred to the Albany Medical Center due to the lesion in the brain. First she had a biopsy and then she has a resection. The diagnosis was left temporal grade 4 diffuse astrocytic glioma. She also has radiation. Now she is on medication name temozolomide, T-E-M-O. O-Z-O-L-O-M-I-D-E. She is not having any pain. She feels tired. She lives alone. Once in a while, words will not come out. She becomes confused. She did not have any more seizure since surgery. At that time, she had some blank stare. Presently, she is taking Keppra, 1250 milligram, 2 times daily. Past medical history. Left temporal lobe, astrocytic glioma. Hypertension. Seizure, hyperlipidemia, nausea, past surgical history, resection of the left temporal lobe lesion, allergy. Penicillin, medication, temozolomide, carvedrol, Cozaar, Keppra, 1000 milligram 2 times daily, and 250 milligram 2 times daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Norvasc, amlodipine, ondansetron, sulfamethoxazole, trimethoprim. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is divorced, lives alone. Have no children, family history, mother alive. 95-year-old, healthy. Father deceased, cancer of the lung. One sister, alive and healthy. One brother, alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, memory loss, weakness, anxiety, physical examination, blood pressure, 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Please rewrite again. Hearing is decreased on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength. Right side is 545. Left side is -545. Deep tender reflexes 2 over 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 73-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and exam, Caucasian woman whose history and exam is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, grade 4 diffuse astrocytic glioma in the left temporal lobe, status post surgery, status post radiation, and now on medication temozolomide. Number 2, epilepsy. Number 3, history of subdural hematoma. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, left-sided hearing decrease. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Keppra 1250 mg 2 times daily. I advised her to use multivitamin. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.